Well, you covered your tracks and now I can't see you. You had your ashes scattered at sea. There's no grave to visit, no tombstone to look at. You're in the New York Times obituary. There's no record, no tape, no book, no movie. Some photographs and memories. Sometimes I dial your phone number by mistake, and this is what I hear. This is no longer a working number, baby. Please redial your call. This is no longer a working number. Your party doesn't live here anymore. This is no longer a working number. If you still require help, stay on the line and an operator will try to bail you out. I knew I should have seen you that Thursday. I knew I shouldn't have left. But you sounded so good, your spirit's so up, I thought I'd see you next week. I say over and over, if I had half a brain, if I had a half a brain in my head, I wouldn't sit here dialing a wrong number and listening to what some recording said. This is no longer a working number. Please redial your call. This is no longer a working number. Your party doesn't live here anymore. This is no longer a working number. But if you still require help, stay on the line and an operator will try to bail these out. I knew I should have written things down. I always say I'll never forget. Who can forget a one-eyed pilot who's a concert pianist, a painter, a poet, songwriter supreme. My friends are blending in my head. They're melding into one great spirit, and that spirit isn't dead. Now I may not remember everything that you said, but I remember all the things you've done. And not a day goes by, not an hour, when I don't try to be like you. You were gas-stoked and raring to go, and you were that way all the time. So I guess you know I'm laughing at myself every time I dial the wrong line. This is no longer a working number, babe. This is no longer a working number. Gas-stoked and raring to go. Gas-stoked and raring to go. Gas-stoked and raring to go. Gas-stoked and raring to go.